Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on the soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Ain't nobody ever loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now, you don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the doors and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt the feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
That was Reed with a song by Josh Turner that Audrey suggested. No, I can't, Heaven. I can't do the Bill Cosby impression. Reed, your mixing really needs work, at least for me, because were maybe a headphones were his for was his first verse really low?
Yeah.
Your levels, you got to make sure your levels are good. I could tell you were sick. Like, it sounds like you were really sick, but it kind of worked for the song for me. I think that was too low of a song for you, even with being sick. And it was very low energy, but again, you were sick, so I can't really fault you too much. What did you think, beloved?
There were problems with this, but again, I know you and your voice well enough to know that a lot of it has to do with your sick, I'm sure. I always love hearing your lower voice. It's really nice. And I thought this was really good. I liked it.
Turtle.
Liked it too. I mean, at least he wasn't like sick and trying to go into his higher range like he did that one time for Iris.
Iris was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he was still kind of sick.
But he sounded good on it. I don't have enough time to argue about this, but...
Yeah, we actually had talked about... You know what I'm not going to say, because if he stays on and he's healthy, I'm going to have him do it later. But we were working...
Iris?
We were working on a song similar to Iris.
Turtle, continue with what you were saying before. You were so rudely interrupted with babble.
Oh. I'm trying to remember.
Well, Audrey just gave us a spoiler. Reed's working on another Goo Goo Dolls song. So everybody cock block Reed with Goo Goo Dolls songs next week. Rochelle, it's over to you.
Reed, I feel like you were really sick. And, like, I wish you had had more energy on this, and I wish we'd had more time, and I wish you just hadn't been sick. I wish a lot of things. I just wish you weren't sick. I feel really bad. Cause
I wish I was a real boy.
Yeah.
Are we moving on, or do you want to keep continuing?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, he knows.
Who's up next?
Olivia is up next.
Olivia, are you in the call right now, or did she have to log on?
No, she should be here.
Can you talk on the mic right now, Olivia?
Yeah.
What was it like working with Rochelle this week?
It was good. I feel really bad because, like, I felt like, I think there was, like, 2 days I was, like, at a friend's house and I had, like, really bad internet connection, so I couldn't, like, record.
Was it a male friend?
No, it was a friend from Sweden. And okay. She's back now in the States, so.
Right, like, I don't care about this.
Yeah, I know you didn't care about it.
So what song are you doing?
Oh, God. The Way I Am.
Oh, hey,
she said that Turtle suggested it, and I said, oh.
Rochelle's such a thief.
And she, it wasn't like a thief thing. She said that Turtle suggested it, and that she, like, kind of wanted to try it, and I was like, let's go for it. It wasn't like a thief thing.
Let's go for it,
I'm not taking credit at all. I think Turtle did this pick.
Turtle wasn't even going to take credit. She, like, backed off, so thank you for giving her credit.
No, but seriously, it's Turtle's credit, and I think it was a really solid choice, so good job, Turtle.
I was going to ask, what was it like working with Rochelle Bate as opposed to Turtle, but it sounded like you were just working with Turtle's suggestions anyway this week, so you may as well have been working with Turtle. Working with Rochelle is like working with Turtle, except Rochelle probably won't eliminate you in the first round or the second round, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm ready to listen to you guys.
Yep.
Let's do it. That was Olivia, you know, with The Way I Am. For me, best I've ever heard you end a story. I thought this was great for you, Olivia. Good job. What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah.
Nice choice, by the way, Rochelle, on song.
Dylan. to apologize to Turtle before the recording started. I don't take credit for the song choice at all.
How much did you get to had to work with her?
She sent me one take, and there was some pitchiness in there. When she sang with the back track, it like threw off, I think. And then her last few notes were a little off.
And then she was like, "What did Turtle tell you to do? Do that."
No, I didn't. I asked her to do that, and I asked her to be like bouncier and a little bit more staccato on some of the verses. Which I think she definitely was going in that direction. And then she sent me this take, and I loved this. My favorite part was when she said, "I love you more than I could ever promise." Her voice just sounds so, like, full and, like really great at that part. That part really stuck out to me as being very, very good. I had her send me a couple more takes, but we had issues with those ones, and we didn't like them, so we decided to stick with this one. I think that it turned out really, really well, and I really do think that this was a, like, perfect song choice for her, Turtle. Like, I...
Yeah. I hear Beloved. Beloved?
I'm here.
What do you think?
I also thought this was a really good song choice. You sounded really great on this. There was some pitch problems here and there, but... this was a really big improvement, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Turtle?
Me too. I think this is the cleanest I've ever heard you, which is great. I'm glad you sounded great on this song.
Me too.
I can't wait to see songs for you from you in the future.
Yeah, great choice. End. Great choice on this song, Rochelle. Who's up last for you? Is it Zelena?
Yes.
Zelena, are you here? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. I'm not that old. What was it like working with Rochelle this week?
It was awesome.
I'm really excited to hear you sing again. I know that a lot of people are. What song are you doing?
Welcome to Burlesque.
Did Turtle pick this song for you or did Rochelle?
Nobody, actually.
Done.
I'm excited.
Zelena... I just would like to say that Zelena, originally Traviata was on the team,
yeah,
and she like dropped because she had.
You
to get
should
it,
have known the
out.
Minute you cast
yeah,
her. She was
like, I asked her, and I thought, you know, this is probably not a good idea. She's probably gonna drop, but she's been doing so good about submitting on Lone Star, so I was like willing to give her a chance, and then she dropped. But so I asked Zelena, kind of like really, really, really like last minute.
Yeah, she only had, like, 2 days, right?
Yeah, she had, like, 2 days, and honestly,
24
like,
hours.
Yeah, she, like, totally stepped up to the plate and, like, brought it, and I'm super proud of her. And, like, I really am thankful. So, like, I kind of was like, do what song you feel like you can do really well and really comfortable, and, like, if you get through, then we can talk about, you know, more suggestion-y sort of things.
Awesome. I'm ready to listen.
I have my wine at hand.
You had your what?
My wine.
Oh, are you drunk?
Zelda's gonna
Not
be
Not yet.
Drunk.
Okay, really?
Let's play.
Really?
Yes.
I'm pushing.
I'm always drunk, Campy.
Show a little more. Show a little less. Get a little smoke. Welcome to Berlin. Everything you dream of, but can never possess. Nothing's what it seems. Welcome to Burlesque. Oh, everyone is buying. Put your money in my hand. If you got a little extra, well, give it to the band. You may not be guilty, but you're ready to confess. Tell me what you need. Welcome to Burlesque. You can dream of cocoa, do it at your risk. The triplets grant you mercy, but not your every wish. Jesse keeps you guessing, so cool and statuesque. Behave yourself, says Georgia. Welcome to Burlesque! Oh, everyone is buying. Put your money in my hand. If you want a little extra, well, you know where I am. Something in the dark is playing with your mind. It's not the end of days, but just a bump and ride. Show a little more, show a little less, add a little smoke. Welcome to Burlesque.
That was Zelena with Welcome to Burlesque. For me, I miss Zelena so much. This is like performance one Zelena. And I think of everybody on your team tonight, I think this is my favorite.
Really?
I enjoyed this quite a bit. What did you think, Turtle?
I liked it a lot. It was interesting because she has a really high voice, and the backtrack was very grounded. Sorry, I can't like come up with words fast.
I don't talk
tired.
So good. Do you want to move on? Do you want to move on? To a different, do you want me to go to Rochelle?
Sure.
Okay, Rochelle.
Zelena, I think for doing this in 24 hours, it came out really, really well. I like super, super, super loved your energy and emotion on it. And I think you rocked it. It was such a perfect song for you. I think it was super good. So I super liked it.
I hear Beloved.
Me too. I hear her dog. I hear Beloved's
dog. I do too.
What
did you think, Beloved?
I thought this was really good, too. I think my favorite part of this was just sometimes the little, like, playfulness you would have. I really liked that. That was my favorite part.
So great with character songs. I really like this a lot.
What? I'm just thinking the chat just
made. Okay, Rochelle. You have to save, you have to kill two of your children, but you have to you have to kill one of them eventually, but who is your first save tonight?
Okay.
And why?
My first save is Snowfender, because I think that she, like, really worked really, like, super, super hard, and I think her song was really, really great, and I loved her song.
Snowfender not be in the bottom two this week.
I think she definitely deserves to be saved. Yay!
Yay, Snowfender! Who's next?
My second save is Jeffers, because he also worked really, really hard. Working hard on my team is really important to me. I'm sure it is to you guys too. I wasn't, like, implying that it's not or anything. But Jeffers and I, like, worked super intensely, and, like, he was, like, always willing, and he was super willing to just, like...
He was always willing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That goes a long way with Rochelle.
He was just always willing to do whatever I wanted. This is going nowhere.
You're not helping it, Rochelle. You're not helping it.
But he was like... But I was like, Jeffers, let's push your voice.
All right, that's enough. He's safe. Let's just leave it at that. Just with that, he's safe. Let's push. Okay, so Jeffers and Snowman are both safe. Who's next?
Zelena is my next save. Because she worked. 7.
She's
dude.
Drinking wine right now. I'll give her like an hour.
Zelda. Zelda, I picked
She, as you can see, Rochelle's very broken up about this choice. She doesn't want to make it. She's very upset, as you can tell.
I'm sorry. It's like almost 4 a.m. and I've been up since like 6. Okay, so... No, it wasn't that funny, Val.
Thanks, Val.
I'm having... Yeah, okay. Anyway, Zelen is my next choice because I really like that she stepped up to the plate when I was like, oh, I need somebody, and she just came in there and did it, and her song turned out awesome, and she was really willing to, like, listen to what I said as well. So.
Yeah, I'll be honest. From your critique of Zelen, I thought maybe you were going to put her up, and I was going to rage because this was really good.
No.
Who is your fourth save?
Okay, this is really, really hard for me.
Well, who's left?
Audrey, Reed, and Olivia.
That's a hard choice.
It is, because they all did really, really well. Reed, like, is really difficult for me because, like, he's sick and I know he can do better than this, so I'm like, ugh. And, like,
House is pushing.
And, like, Oliviana did really, really well tonight, but then, like, so did Audrey, and I'm really...
It's a tough one.
Kevin, shut the fuck
up. I don't want to make... I'm glad I don't have to make
yeah,
this
no,
choice.
It's really... I'm really... I think I'm going to have to save Olivia because I think it was honestly the best that, like, she has done. And she worked really hard this week. And I know she kept trying and trying and trying to, like, go back and forth doing different multiple takes. And we kept coming back to the one that she sent. And I just think she deserves it, so...
Well, congrats, Olivia. Unfortunately, it's Audrey and Reed in the bottom, too.
I know. I don't like that at all.
You guys, I'm going to tell you guys how to vote. But first, if anybody is, like, the people that are nominated, if you want to come on the mic and give a plea for why people should vote for you, you're voting for the person you want to stay from each pair. It's Despicable versus Sukuno, Omi versus Valk, Bryson versus Maddie, and Audrey versus Reed. You're voting for the ones you want to stay, not the ones you want to go. So, Omi, do you want to say why people should vote for you?
I don't want to say why people should vote for me. I just want people to vote honestly. Don't vote just because somebody sounded the best. Vote because somebody truly should stay.
Vote for somebody that sounded good. Vote for somebody that truly should stay. I want to stress this though. Just because somebody, you see them as a threat, don't vote against them if you honestly feel like they did better. Like, be fair about it. Valk, do you want to say anything?
See, now I'm going to feel weird. But, vote for me because...
Valk doesn't give a shit.
Because I really like the show and I work super hard and, the last 2 weeks I was apparently really good, so you could just, like, ignore this week and be like, remember the good times or something, I don't know. Okay, I'm done.
So Omi says vote for the person not that sang the best, but that you want to stay on, and Falk says vote for her because she was good. Sukuno, do you want to say why people should vote for you? This is Sukuno versus Despicable, if you're here. Is he here?
Hi.
Hi.
Yay.
All right, get the fuck off the microphone.
Vote for me. Bye.
Despicable.
Oh, no, that was so useless.
Despicable, do you want to say anything?
You just killed yourself.
Maybe not.
Honestly, Chikuno's really fun. I wouldn't mind if you voted for him, but if you like to play Russian roulette, then maybe it would be a wise decision to vote on me. Maybe I will do something crazy next week. So, yeah.
It sounds like a thinly veiled threat. Vote for me, I'm going to do something crazy next week. Okay.
I won't kill you if you vote for me. I'll let you.
You guys
free.
Are both horrible at pleading your case. Both of you. Yes, seriously. Bryson and Maddie aren't here, so I'm going to talk on their behalf. By the way, I didn't mean to infer that Bryson has an ego. I apologize for that. But for Maddie, yo, vote for me, I got a vagina. And for Bryson, vote for me, I sing metal. Okay. Audrey, do you want to say why... Audrey versus Reed, do you want to say why people should vote for you, Audrey? I'm not typing. Stop drinking so much wine, Zelena.
It's so exciting. Well,
I think y'all should vote for me because, like Rach said, and Rochelle said, I am continuing to improve. And although I wouldn't blame you if you vote for Reed, because hopefully he will get better and not be all sick next week.
You guys suck at defending
him. I would feel so bad if y'all voted for me over him and he got cut just because he was sick.
Well, okay. So vote for Audrey or Reed.
Either or. I don't really care.
I'm going to post my email address there. You can vote now by sending me an email. Vote for either Despicable or Sukono. You're voting for people you want to stay. Omi or Valk, Bryson or Maddie, and Audrey or Reed. You have to vote for one of the four or one of the two in one. You have to vote for four people total, one from each pair. Voting ends Sunday at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. I will total the votes, and we will do a short episode on Sunday night with the eliminations. You can vote for yourself if you're a contestant. Yes, you can vote for anybody on your team. You can vote if you're a coach. I would vote for myself if it was me, but I'm kind of an asshole. Okay, thank you guys for listening. I know it was a long listen. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Good night, everybody.